Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A Bronx grammar school aide is in a world of trouble after police say he sent a love letter to a 10-year-old. He's facing charges, and the girl's stepdad reportedly attacked him. This all started Friday. Police say 23-year-old Estevan Hamilton, an aide at PS 481, the Steambridge School in Van Nest, sent the letter to a 10-year-old girl. She brought it home around 1:30 p.m., showed it to her mom, and police were called in. Hamilton's been charged with harassment and endangering the welfare of a child. Police say they're trying to determine if he abused her in any way. His arraignment was pending yesterday. And that's not all. The Daily News is reporting that when the girl's stepdad saw the letter, he went to the school and punched Hamilton. So far, there is no indication of any charges for the stepfather. Well, it is win or go home day at the Garden.
We are the New York Knicks. Say, go New York, go New York, go!
Yeah, the Knicks tip off against the Pacers at 3:30 this afternoon in Game 7 of the conference semis. Despite a tough loss Friday night, the fans are optimistic.
Game 7, we got Game 7, yo.
If the Knicks win, they will make their first conference final appearance in 24 years. Of course, much more on the game in 1010 Winds Sports throughout the morning. Nope, you still can't get there from here. As you've been hearing in 1010 Winds Traffic, the weekend calendar of parades, walks, and events continues with all of the associated traffic snarls. In Manhattan, there's the Asia Pacific American Cultural Heritage Parade on 6th Avenue between West 44th and 55th. Co-chair of the event, Dr. Bindu Babua, tells 1010 Winds it is spectacular.
If you look at Japan, I mean, the colors of their dresses, and then the Koreans, their colors are so vibrant, but their dresses fall differently. And of course, Indians and Chinese, I mean, it's the saris and the Chinese dresses. I mean, it's magnificent.
The parade steps off at 1 p.m. There's also the Nepal Day Parade on Madison Avenue, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., running from 38th to 27th Streets. And there are two big walks today. In Central Park, the annual AIDS Walk New York. Jason Cianciotto is the Vice President of Communications and Policy for the Gay Men's Health Crisis.
About 10,000 people will be joining us in Central Park to stride past stigma, which is our theme for the year. And the easiest way to explain stigma is to insert the word shame. And so we're going to be walking with our heads high, our shoulders back, and walking towards the day when HIV and AIDS are over.
Thousands expected to come out to support the group, which is the world's first HIV and AIDS service organization. At the South Street Seaport, the NAMI NYC Walk and Street Fest runs from 10 to 2. CEO Matt Kudish telling 1010 Winds.
Our mission at NAMI New York City is to help individuals who are living with mental health challenges, and just as importantly, their family and their friends, to help these folks who are affected by mental illness build better lives. And we do that through a variety of education classes, anti-stigma work, mentoring, support groups, a helpline, and more.
Now, of course, with all of this going on, you're going to want to stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones throughout the day. A 5-year-old boy is dead after he ran out into a Queen Street and was hit by a car last night. This happened around 6 p.m. on 124th Street at the Poppenhusen Playground in College Point. Police say it appears the child just ran out into the street and was hit by the vehicle. It's unclear who was with the child at the time. Reports from the scene say the mother arrived after the crash asking about her child. The little boy was taken to the hospital with head injuries and pronounced dead soon after. The driver, a 25-year-old woman, stayed on the scene. Police are still investigating. No charges so far. High bail has been set for the man charged with attacking actor Steve Buscemi. 50-year-old Clifton Williams, described by police as homeless, was arraigned yesterday and cash bail set at $50,000. Police say Williams walked up to Buscemi on 3rd Avenue in Kips Bay just before noon on May 8th and just slugged him in the face, then walked away. Buscemi fell down and was treated for bleeding, swelling, and bruising to his eye. He's now recovering. Williams is charged with felony second-degree assault because Buscemi is over 65. He's also charged with misdemeanor assault in a similar random attack against a 22-year-old man minutes earlier. Meanwhile, Saturday Night Live took on the attack with host Jake Gyllenhaal as an NYPD sergeant with a message.
Just this week, national treasure Steve Buscemi was punched while walking through Kips Bay. These types of attacks cannot and will not be tolerated. So, to everyone watching, I have one important message. Stop punching character actors in the face.
And then John Hamm wandered by.
Would an actor like, say, John Hamm have to be worried?
No, I think you're fine.
Oh, good. I can't get punched. Without this beautiful face, I'm just a tall guy with a perfect body.
no Brad Pitt.
I'm not saying I'm Brad Pitt.
Okay.
The skit defined character actors as faces you can remember, but names you cannot.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.